everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 5th. Yeah, I got to figure out what day is it today. Today is April 5th, and the topic of the day is tact. The quote is from Sir Isaac Newton. Here's what Newton has to say. Tact is the knack of making a point without making an enemy. When we're right, and we want everyone to know it. Funny how others roll their eyes and cough a little behind their hands when we tell them just what we think. Discouraging how they don't agree with us right away. There's no problem with having strong opinions. It shows that we care about things. But if we wield our opinions like clubs, we will never convince anyone that our opinions are right. Ooh, talk about a lesson in mindfulness, Linda. Excellent. Practicing mindful communication, as well as even trauma-informed communication. Just because we're right doesn't mean we're making friends, right? Ooh, look at that. No, that was not a Freudian slip. Okay, here we go. Here's the affirmation. When I'm in a conversation with others, I can tell them clearly what I think without being pushy about it. See, when we're too focused about being right, we close ourselves off to listening. We close ourselves off to developing and building and cultivating long-lasting, healthy relationships. We can be right without being arrogant. We can be right without being pushy. What do you guys think about this? How can we utilize tact, especially in an organization with talking about workplace wellness and mental health in the workplace? How can we use tact when advocating for mental health, as well as addressing and resolving stigma? What do you guys think about that? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org, or better yet, leave us a comment. We love those. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.